Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stand by. Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joe Knight is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Joe is the owner of Setpoint Consulting, also Business Literacy Institute, one of the leaders there, the co-author of Project Management for Profit and also Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs, What You Really Need to Know About the Numbers. Folks, this book might save your life, might save your business. Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs. Still available wherever books are sold, right, Joe, both of them?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I hope you check that out, folks. I promise you, you will thank me later. Joe, we're talking about anything else we need to know about the research. Let me back up a second. Can my audience take your financial literacy test?
Yeah, they can. I have a website, business-literacy.com.
Right.
And if you go to that website, you can take the test. We also have on that website resources, kind of a glossary. We have some online training that's available. But the glossary and a subset of the test is free. If you want to go ahead and take the whole thing, it's very cheap. So all that stuff is available.
Go take it, folks. And if you got somebody helping you manage finances, you might want to have them take it to see how
Absolutely.
To see how sharp they are about these things. Or if you're, how about this, Joe? If you're gonna hire somebody to fill a role like that, have them go take that test.
Absolutely, we use it in our company, and we have a lot of clients that now use it. Before they take my classes, they take their people through the test just so they kind of helps them be motivated. When they get a low score, they go, you know, I need this class.
Mm-hmm.
For some people aren't excited about going to a day of finance training or a couple of days, but after they take the test, they're a little bit more motivated.
A little bit humble, and also the test kind of gets them oriented, right, about what you're going to be talking about.
Absolutely.
So, what's one of the big fundamental areas that we need to focus on more?
Well, you know, a couple of things. Your business is measured by cash flow, and we've talked about that before, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there's just some key metrics. For example, EBITDA. And I get so many questions. A lot of people know the acronym EBITDA, and they even know where it is on the statement, but they don't know why it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things you need to understand
let's tell them what it is
to look at, but why. And EBITDA stands for earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. And if anybody wants to sell a business, that's probably the first and most important number in the value of your business.
And the other way to say EBITDA is these are cash items, right? These are typically non-accounting things. Depreciation is an accounting thing. And amortization is an accounting thing. Tax is what you give the government, right? This is the real operation of the business, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just the accounting side of it. It doesn't affect cash. So it's really a proxy for cash. But you also need to look at your hard cash on that. One of the things I've done, Jim, is working with HBR.org, HarvardBusinessReview.org, has developed a toolkit on EBITDA and a toolkit on ROI. It's a really nice tool that people can use for that. But the key here is if you're going to be in business, you got to know how to do good ROI calculations so you can invest your money properly.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to understand metrics like EBITDA. In a way that you don't just know what it is or where to look it up, but also why it's important, because people are going to value your business based on that.
Right.
You're going to spend your money based on an ROI analysis, and if you don't get that right, you can destroy value.
Well, how do we
destroy your business?
How do we marry up ROI and EBITDA?
Well, EBITDA is an indication of cash flow. So when you're looking at a project or an expansion or anything like that, you want to measure the EBITDA because you want to see how much more EBITDA you're getting, and then compare it to the cash that you're spending on that business expansion or that equipment you're buying or whatever you're doing to make sure that you're increasing value when you make an investment of any kind. And understanding that, a lot of people think I'm going to compare spending $1 million on a business expansion to to the profit it's going to bring. Well, the problem is profit's not cash.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make an investment, you invest in cash. So you got to go to EBITDA and sometimes even beyond that to make sure that you're comparing cash on cash.
Now, I talk about a lot on the show, I talk about a cash flow projection. I'm trying to encourage my people to build a 12-month cash flow projection, which is essentially the elements of EBITDA.
And, it is.
Because I take out depreciation, I don't take out taxes because I got to pay those taxes.
Right, you leave taxes in there.
But depreciation and amortization.
From EBITDA. Yeah, you have to
take those out and try to help them identify the flow of the cash over a period of 12 months, even into next year. I've got one spreadsheet I use for my company that's 5 years. I have a 5-year spreadsheet. And so, but Joe, tell me where ROI fits on that spreadsheet, on that EBITDA spreadsheet.
Well, what you want to do is you want to take your EBITDA projections and compare it to your investments. You use time value of money tools like net present value or internal rate of return. And with those tools, you can figure out to getting the kind of return that you would expect in your business.
Mm-hmm.
And those tools are very useful.
I'm afraid most small business owners, if they really did it hard, they would find that they're getting a negative return on investment.
Right, and then they skip that project. And that's the whole point, is you want to take the project that make you money.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the ways to decide which one you should go, which one you should work on. And when we come back, I'm going to have Joe dwell on the ROI a little bit more. I'm going to have him be a little more specific about the ROI now that we've got your attention on how to find the numbers that you compare ROI with. So you start with EBITDA. That's how you get the numbers that you use ROI on. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that with Joe Knight. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.